The war changed everything. It was followed by an era of commercialism, in which paintings were bought and sold. And not only paintings, men sold out too. We've seen Picasso, that once proud artist, go against the flow and produce plain drawings, Greek art, false creations that betray the spirit of the times. These are the words with which Ivan Gol signed the first and only edition of his magazine Surréalisme in October 1924. By doing so, he distanced himself from figures such as André Breton, who held Picasso up as an example for new artists to follow. It was the time of the Dadaist gatherings, in which Breton, Paul Eluard, Luis Aragon, Tristan Tzara, and Gol often ended up coming to blows and had to be separated by the police. A quarter of a century later, in 1949, the situation was rather different. Gol, who had been forced to flee Europe because of his Jewishness, published two collections of poetry in a single volume. The first collection, which was titled Elegy of Ipitonga and was dedicated to Picasso, addressed the motif of New York's skyscrapers and compared them to the totem poles of the Native Americans. The second collection was titled Masks of Ashes and comprised seven poems dedicated to Gol's wife Claire. They explored the subjects of life, illness, and death, in a clear allusion to the leukemia with which Gol had been diagnosed a few years earlier. Picasso contributed four illustrations to the book, consisting of lithographs of the faces of fauns. Two of the illustrations are reminiscent of the artworks he produced for the book The Song of the Dead by Pierre Reverdy.